Goodness gracious. Alright, I'm gonna... No, I can't think of the line.
Okay. EWE, is that
you?
Yes. Alright. And the stuff that grows on their back, you call that?
Cool.
Okay. What about the animals that you get pork from, you call them?
Pigs.
Or?
Hogs.
Okay, what about small ones?
Small.
A baby one, what'd you call that?
Pigs.
Okay. Do you have a name for them when they're medium size? They're not quite full grown?
Sucklings.
Okay, yeah. Anything else?
I'm not sure. I've heard them use the word shoots.
Shoots?
Or something like
chokes.
Chokes, yeah. I don't know whether that has anything to do with the size of them.
Okay. What about a female?
Female hog?
Mm-hmm.
Sow.
Okay. Do you have a name for one that's unbred? Gilt?
What?
Gilt? Not me with that. Okay. What about a male hog?
Bull hog.
All right. What would you say you had to do to a male hog if you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar?
Castrating.
Okay. And after that's been done to him, he would be called a... I've heard it pronounced Barra, Barra, either of those, B-A-R-R-O-W,
mm-hmm.
Not familiar with that? Okay. Well, how would you pronounce B-A-R-R-O-W? Just
Barra.
Reading it.
Barra.
Okay. I heard an interesting definition for a Barra. A fellow said it was a bull hog that lost prestige in the community. That's getting right at it, I guess.
Yeah, man, is that... Borrow, barrel, wheel borrow, you know, sometimes you get mixed up on these kinds of things. Now, is that spelled the same one?
Well, wheelbarrow? Yeah, B-A-R-R-O-W. But, okay, these stiff hairs that grow on a hog's back, you call them?
Yeah, bushels.
Mm-hmm. All right, and some hogs have these long
tusks.
Okay, and the thing that you'd feed a hog out of, that's its
trough.
And two of them would be two.
Charles.
Okay. You have a name for a hog that's gotten loose and grown up wild?
Huh? Wild hog.
Okay. What about the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say, listen to that calf.
Bellow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the sound that's made by a cow when it's hungry?
Yes, I do. He's bellowing.
What about a horse?
He's braying.
Okay. And this collective term, if you have a lot of horses and mules and cows and, you know, animals like that, you'd say you have a lot of...
Farm animals.
Okay, anything else?
A livestock.
Okay. When you say cattle, do you mean cows and bulls? Could you say cattle and mean... horses to be included?
When I'm thinking of cattle, I'm just thinking of cows. It could be bulls.
Mm-hmm. But not horses.
Not horses.
Okay. And if you have feathered animals like hens and turkeys and geese and guineas, you say, well, it's time to go feed the
fowl.
All right. What would you call a hen sitting on eggs trying to hatch out something?
Setting hen.
Right. And the thing that chickens live in, you call that a
chicken house.
Right. Another word for it?
Hen house.
Okay. Instead of house, would you ever call it anything else?
Chicken coop.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you fry chicken, there's usually a piece that children like to get so that they can pull it apart.